Bucky's Basement.
Welcome to this week's episode of Bucky's Basement. I'm Bucky, and as always, in the basement with me today, I have Old Boy.
I shaved my legs for this.
And Juicebox.
Old Boy, do you ever have like a miniature panic attack on what you're going to say right before he says your name?
Not yet.
No, it happens to me every single time.
I might next time.
And this week we are back with a few and far between series that we've been doing on Bucky's Basement. We're learning that it's really hard to come up with things to break up with.
Seriously break up with. I mean, it's easy to say something, but yeah.
Yeah, like,
but yes. Seriously do it.
Yeah, like Jack White's not serious.
That's exactly why I'm here today. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because in this series, Breakup Letters, which seems to be a favorite, maybe because we don't do it as often as the other ones and we're not cramming it down your throat, and you're learning something about yourself through us breaking up with these things for you, because they're all vices. I mean, let's be honest. So what I thought about bringing to the table this week, because let me go back, because I've thought, you know, Old Boy is attempting and breaking up with some very serious things, right?
Right.
Smoking is huge.
Yeah.
Amazon's used by everyone in the world.
Except by me.
And Star Wars could be the biggest pop culture thing of all time, right?
I think you proved it as like number three.
Number three?
Or something. Maybe number two.
But it's huge. Star Wars is just an icon by itself.
It is. And yeah. There's like a new video game coming out, and I was like, whew.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to stick with it.
I mean, that's the thing. There's constantly something new with Star Wars. Constantly. So, it is hard to break up with it if you're even remotely a fan. It's like always something in the pop culture about it.
I have Disney Plus, and like it looks like there's some new shows coming out, some new Star Wars shows, but I'm like, I broke up.
I was like, breaking up with Star Wars is like breaking up with Disney. And that's really hard to do, right?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it's like one fourth of their content.
I personally could probably break up with Disney, but our family, I don't know if they could break up with Disney right now.
I couldn't break up with Disney. I mean, that means I'm never going to get to watch like a Toy Story or one of those animated films when I was a kid. I'll never get to go to the theme park and see the cool shit on the side of the castle that they do at night. Yeah. Ride any of their rides.
Forfeit all that money.
Yeah. No more Mickey Mouse t-shirts for me.
You have Mickey Mouse t-shirts?
It'd be really hard. Would.
You wear t-shirts to the park?
So Juicebox actually also brought up something.
Changing real hard quick. Dodge.
It's very serious. He brought fast food to the table. He broke up with fast food. How's that going?
It's going pretty good. Like I'm saying, it's a 99% breakup. I've eaten a chicken quesadilla from Taco Bell, and I've eaten French fries two separate times from a fast food place.
How many months?
I don't know how many months. Since last year sometime.
That's big.
Yeah, solid.
I might save this for another one, but back in the day, at least for 2 years, I broke up with soda, and I have come back with a vengeance, but that was a big thing for me.
True.
At one point in my life, I was thinking about my breakups. I broke up with TV for about 2 years too. I did not have a TV in my home.
Sweet.
Yeah. So I spent every night across the street from my apartment in a bar watching TV.
Okay.
It just fueled my alcoholism.
So you just broke up with like your personal TV? not TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess. It's like when you quit smoking, but you don't quit smoking. You just quit buying cigarettes.
That's right.
Juicebox also broke up with sports.
That's right.
Again, that's a big thing to break up with. That's like a very encompassing thing. And when I brought my original idea to the table, it was Jack White.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Which, I mean, we're talking shit, but you are a pretty big fan of Jack White. That's like, right. That was a pretty, I don't know.
That is true.
I don't want to paint you in a corner, but I feel like, you know.
And I have
bigger fan than Old Boy or I.
Used to wear those striped jackets and stuff.
I did not wear striped jackets.
Stripes and with pants.
I did not. Anyway, the Jack White thing was kind of a, you know, I truth be told, I have stayed honest to that breakup. I am done. I don't even think about him anymore. I don't think about his music. I don't ride down the road and say, man, this would be a good time to put on a Rack and Tour song.
Okay.
I don't.
Yeah. So, no, that's great.
But I also proud of you. Looked at the whole of this exercise that we're doing on breakup letters and said, I probably have brought the weakest link so far. So it's time for me to bring something serious.
In your defense, I will say you're the only person that's got a celebrity response, possibly.
Possibly. Okay. Likely.
That is true.
I'm pretty sure it was Jack White that responded on our YouTube video.
Yeah.
Like, calling us out.
Immediately.
Speaking of that, you can watch every single episode of Bucky's Basement on YouTube. And if you go back to our Breakup Letters Jack White episode, you don't even have to watch it. Just check out that first comment below that video. And it will consume your days wondering if that is actually Jack White responding.
So many corrections.
It is.
Regardless of whether or not it's him, man, it's somebody that took enough time to just like point out every single thing that was wrong in the podcast.
Personal details about Jack White's life. It was
That could be the peak of this podcast. That one comment on YouTube. All right, so let me get into it because this might be a lengthy discussion today. I am bringing something very serious to the table, something that's been on my mind for a long time, something that wastes my time, consumes my time, does not allow me to do things that I probably would be doing, mm-hmm. or at least think about doing. And that is all because of this one little thing called social media.
Okay.
The way I'm going to start this is if you've ever seen a movie and the movie cuts to black, right? Right in the beginning, before we even see a character, a scene, a cityscape, anything, it's a black screen with a quote on it, right?
Okay.
Some of my favorite movies, because that just sets the tone.
A lot of books start that way, too.
All words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, but a little quote.
Fair enough.
Sets the tone. Yeah, yeah.
So I've got a quote for today's episode that I heard not too long ago. It said, people care too much about other people's opinions. If I want your opinion, I'll ask for it. This was said by UConn guard at the national championship press conference the day before the national championship in college basketball when a reporter came to him and said, you have never had social media. You currently do not have social media. How is that possible in today's world? And how do you, you know, keep out all of the noise and just all of this stuff? And he was going on to explain that he never signed up for it. He never had an interest because he was more interested in becoming good at basketball than the distraction. And social media is the one distraction above everything else in the entire world.
Yeah,
right?
I can subscribe to that.
People keeping their faces in their phones. Remember a couple of years ago, before I get into this breakup, they were saying that we're going to grow horns out of our neck because our heads are always down.
Bent down. I think that they were saying that it was already starting to happen. There was like a bump on people's neck that was already forming from looking at their phone so much.
Nah, that
could have been
too.
Bullshit, but who knows?
I could believe it. I mean, posture, I guarantee posture, it's changing in the youth.
Like, yeah.
I guarantee it.
Oh, it definitely is. You see it. I saw this meme the other day, speaking of social media, of a like person bent over a mannequin in a thing. And they were like, oh, they're making like teenage mannequins now. They look kind of real because they've got that stupid fucking posture where they're bent over. Wow. They're not stood up straight. They're not looking at you in the eye.
Damn.
So don't you think people have always kind of bent over looking at stuff? Like if you're reading a book, you're not holding it straight up in front of you. You're looking down. And if you're reading a newspaper, more or less, you're kind of looking down at it. Any hobby that you have that you're doing, more or less, you're looking down at something for the most part.
I think you single-handedly just debunked that entire horn theory. I mean, in like 30 seconds.
I'm just saying, I mean, the horn thing may have been, maybe it's thousands of years of evolution or something like that. We're now just seeing it.
It's like when we were kids, they would come on network TV and tell us that we're going to go blind or we're watching too much TV as children.
Yeah.
And they tried to curb it. There was nothing wrong with that.
I mean, they said the same thing about masturbation.
Did they?
Yep. Going blind.
Have you gone blind yet?
2020.
You would be the...
it's the opposite. Yeah.
All right, let's get into it because I know you guys want to hear it. I know this consumes your life. There's a chance that you're probably listening to us right now on your phone or through YouTube. So here we go. This week, I am making the ultimate sacrifice. No, I'm not putting my life on the line, nor am I saying it's not you, it's me in some relationship. I'm also not sacrificing my ego, or am I? This week, I'm finally saying no to something 4.95 billion people are in love with. To put that in perspective, that's over 60% of the world. Social media. Whether it's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X, Snapchat, WhatsApp, etc., etc., I'm trying to make the ultimate sacrifice to just say no. Remember that slogan?
I do. Is WhatsApp a social media thing?
It says that it is.
WhatsApp, yeah. I would say so.
I thought it was just like a message thing.
It's owned by Facebook.
So Messenger and things like that are considered social media as far as the definition goes.
Okay.
But back to the just say no. Do you remember that slogan, the one from the 80s?
No. It worked really well on everybody as far as I remember.
Particularly this room.
It really did, right? Because you just had like just say no or the dare shirts that drug users wore just to mock it. You know, like it was cool. They sold that shit in like that store in the mall that had all the goth stuff.
Spencer's.
Hot Topic.
Both of those, probably. Anyway, just say no. It's as relevant to this subject as it was to drugs in the 80s. To me, social media is a drug, and you can't convince me otherwise. And believe me, I love drugs.
We know. So, what do you think? Do you think social media is a drug, or do you think the likes, the fucking thumbs up shit?
Nope. I think the addiction to social media is a drug. The fact that when it's in my hand and I'm bored or anything, I have to put it on. I click on my phone, there are two apps that I click on before anything else. I could have something that I need to do. Like something in my head, like I need to go buy this part for my car, or I need to go do this or do that. Mm-hmm. And I will literally subconsciously click Facebook before I even go to do that.
Wow. Before you go to Amazon. Damn.
Before I go to Amazon. That's correct. Because I didn't break up with Amazon.
Another addiction.
I am a pro Amazon, and it is an addiction. It might be my new one that's going to take over.
Just looking at Amazon.
Amazon's going to also turn into a social media platform.
It already kind of is, man. Like as far as like the comment sections and
the
like
ratings
and all that. Yeah, because people can upvote your comments and all this shit. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
You can probably put your picture on there and.
Yeah, there's people that put too much time into their ratings.
Yeah,
that's true.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at how this fix started, at least for me. No, I'm not talking about MySpace, as I don't think I was perfect for that age or platform. I'm talking about Facebook. This entire podcast or this breakup is going to mainly revolve around Facebook, even though there are tons of other things that I've toyed with.
Okay.
Twitters and Instagrams and, you know,
What
I think
platforms?
I was on TikTok at one point for 30 seconds.
So the listenership fully understands, what platforms are you breaking up with?
I'm breaking up with social media, my personal social media.
So which ones do you have accounts for that you're going to delete?
Currently Facebook and Instagram. Yeah. You're some people consider YouTube social media, but I don't.
Huh. I don't. Yeah. I mean, I can see it both ways, a little bit both ways, but I don't know.
By definition, that's if you can interact with something, I think. Like leave comments, talk back and forth.
I mean, you can definitely do that on YouTube.
Anyway. All right. So
I don't recommend it.
Yeah.
That'd be tough.
Today, I'm talking Facebook a lot. Facebook was created in February 2004 at Harvard. Look, we've all seen the movie.
But I haven't.
I don't believe that.
I haven't.
You have not seen
really
that movie.
I really don't like Jesse Eisenberg.
You would love Trent Reznor's score.
I probably would.
I think it made the whole movie.
Okay, sorry. I'm derailing.
No. One of these days, you got to watch that movie. And I know you hate Jesse Eisenberg, but what about that Andrew Garfield? You probably like him. Justin Timberlake? He's pretty good with the acting chops.
He's solid movie.
Yeah. Mara Rooney's in it. You love her.
And it's directed by David Fincher, and I like his movies. But, I mean, I just haven't seen it. Anyway.
Okay. Facebook started for me on April 17th, 2005. Yes, you can look that up. Just Google the day you signed on to Facebook for the first time.
Right.
And they'll tell you how to do it. I was at Western Kentucky and we were a test school for Facebook where you had to have a .edu email to access the platform. In April 2005, I was ending my next to last semester in college. I often think if Facebook existed for my entire college career, I wouldn't have made the grades that I did, which were actually pretty good, surprisingly. At first, this was a cool new website where I could connect with friends, check out if this girl was single, and create my own groups, airing my grievances for things. In fact, the first Facebook group I ever created was called Impeach Mike Reinfeldt. He was the Titans general manager at the time. It was a place for people to rip his moves in the organization and ultimately complain about why the Titans went from Super Bowl appearances and championship wins to near the bottom of the league.
Do they vote those people in?
I think the word impeach was big at the time. Oh, maybe okay. In 2005, okay. It might have been a George Bush thing. I don't know.
Okay.
But sorry, that's what I decided to name the group.
Okay.
It was pretty popular at the time too, because you didn't have many outlets or things to go to.
Right. You just had like message boards basically, or like a fan, like basically, yeah, fan ran message boards.
Like AOL Instant Messenger, or that's how you talk to people, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
those like chat rooms and shit.
That, or there was like web, you know, there would be like websites dedicated to like certain fandoms, and then there would be chat rooms and stuff on that.
Yeah. All right. So in 2006, Facebook went public, meaning anyone with an email address could join the platform. Something that was cool and just for us suddenly opened up to parents, teenagers, non-college students, political leaders. The list goes on. I should have stopped at that very moment. It felt like this exclusive club that we all could get into just suddenly allowed mom and dad to get in and stand over in the corner, my nieces and nephews to sit at the bar, and my grandmother on the dance floor. I definitely would have quit based on that fact, but Zuckerberg began adding enhancements, new things to do, how we interact, blocking abilities, and so much more. It's like a dealer giving you a taste for free and then upping the amount he gives you, and it's still fucking free. He got you hooked on his drug that other people pay for, i.e. ads.
Ads. Yeah.
But to stop for just a second and go back, it was like, you know, I remember when a lot of us had social media, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, man, my mom's on Facebook now.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't say the shit that I used to say on Facebook.
And yeah.
I've looked back at some of my, you know, posts throughout the years, and they were not who I am today.
No, of course not. I mean, everybody goes through different shit. I mean, I had a Twitter account for a little while, and anything wild I just tried to post on Twitter. I didn't put it on like Facebook or anything. And I didn't even post anything super wild, but I knew not to put that shit on Facebook for that exact reason.
I mean, dude, there were some things on those original Facebook posts that I've seen pop up in my timeline, and I'm like, delete, delete, delete. They're words I would never use today. Using on the internet.
We're not gonna go there.
Yeah, okay. Scroll back in my Facebook and you'll find stuff.
I don't have Facebook. I think I went to school with you, and I remember having Facebook at Western, but mm-hmm. like I don't think I used it after that because it's been hacked by like some Asian person.
It's
the ads. How do you know it's an Asian person?
The name on there, it's like pictures, it's like old pictures of like me and some Asian dude, like randomly, like intermixed. Like Floyd sent it to us.
Old boy goes down in history in my Facebook, because if you scroll back to the very first profile picture I ever used, it's a picture of me and old boy karaokeing. In college at a local bar with a blind karaoke host that led everything.
With Ricky Beavers, really?
With Ricky Beavers. Whoa. And his picture's up on the wall. Wow. And he's standing right underneath his own picture. it's classic.
Pretty That's epic great. First picture.
I think we're still debating whether Ricky was really blind or not, because he knew exactly where those records were and what buttons to push.
Yeah.
And where to be in what pictures.
he's like Stevie Wonder.
Maybe.
He popped up. We're taking a selfie and he pops up in the middle.
Perfectly in time.
His claim to fame was his hit song Shoestring Budget.
That is true.
And it was a banger in college. I wish I would have known Juicebox in college, because we probably would have had you remix that song into a hip hop beat.
Oh, man.
All right. So Around 2006, more dealers wanted to join a piece of the action and began to move on Facebook's corners. Companies like Reddit and Twitter exploded on the scene in 2010. Pinterest and Instagram debuted around the same time. Then the floodgates opened, allowing companies like Snapchat, Twitch, Tinder, Tumblr, Slack, Periscope, Discord, and finally in 2017, TikTok joined the fray. It was like Hamsterdam in the show The Wire. I think I just made two Wire references literally in the same paragraph. You could get your fix with all or one of these platforms. Again, still completely free. You only had to pay with your time. This is where I'm going to get into time. When it boils down to it, it's really like all we're granted in life and no one knows when it's going to run out. Time is money to social media companies. If I can keep them on just a few minutes longer, they'll see this ad that this company paid us truckloads of money for. Everyone wins. Let's talk about time for a minute. There are so many things that require our time. Family, friends, clients, work, the grass growing, the dishes piling up, traveling, a conversation with a stranger, holding a door. I could go on and on, but I won't. Why? Because why not forego all of those things and take the easy way out? Burying your face in your phone and scrolling through your friends to see what they're up to has become a national pastime. Before I get into this next part, I want to go back. Holding a door does take time for people, and it's just something that popped in my head.
Who do you hold doors for?
Everybody that I see, because I'm a polite gentleman.
I know for a fact you don't like old people, so like...
I don't like old people.
No, you've even said it on here.
I just don't like the age difference. that might be true.
Okay.
But anyway, let's go back to skipping all of that, right?
Right.
And seeing what your friends are up to. And I put friends in quotations because these are your friends. Are they acquaintances? Are they someone you ran into in the past? On Facebook, everybody's your friend. You know, you just have to keep up with Mary, who you spent 3 months with 8 years ago in a training program for a job in which you're no longer even in that industry. Look, Mary had two kids. She's a stay-at-home mom who posts about Argentinian rites and making cake pops. I can't wait to see what her family is doing for Easter, even though I'll never have a face-to-face conversation with, nor do I have her number in my phone.
See, you're describing the one thing that I liked about Facebook. Like, I hated so much about Facebook, and I haven't had a Facebook account in probably like 8 years at this point. But like, seeing just the like, I was friends with people that I'd like knew in elementary school that I hadn't talked to in 20 years, but it was like there was still random interactions. And one of these dudes, like one of the people, was like a preacher. And it's like I would never interact with a preacher in real life, but this dude was like, you know, like my shit, and I would like his shit, and you know, like comment on a Kentucky basketball thing or something like that. You know, it's like I enjoyed that randomness of Facebook.
It's no longer like that.
That is
good.
See, I've always felt like
I'm not missing anything.
I always felt like I was probably missing out because I wasn't connected enough. Like, because I didn't do social media for a long time. I'm barely on Instagram, and I'm pretty sure you created my Instagram profile.
I probably did.
When we were having breakfast somewhere.
Yeah, so I could tag you in something.
Yeah, the first post, you took a picture of the Steve Miller Band album cover and posted, "I love this band."
Is that still on there?
It's still on there, because I'm pretty sure I'm inept, and I don't know how to delete it.
I don't know why I troll people with Steve Miller Band.
I don't
know
either.
They're really good.
Yeah. I mean, I got nothing against them, but I just always, I wouldn't even have it if it weren't for you.
But going back to what Juicebox said and what I was saying, that's the one thing that I want to come across. See, one day Facebook told me that I needed to connect with Mary, so she kept popping up on my friend suggestions until I finally said to myself, I wonder what Mary's up to these days.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that algorithm was built, because it's no longer there, but there are still Facebook friend suggestions that constantly pop up because they're friends with your friends, or they like something that you like, or they're in a group you're in a group with. I think it's ridiculous. And I said, you know, I wonder what Mary's up to these days. Meanwhile, I haven't spoken on the phone with my dad in 6 weeks. Convos with my mom last less than 3 minutes on the phone, and my kids are outside asking me to play with them. I can't. I need to know what Mary is baking this weekend.
You're deep diving on Mary's profile. Yeah,
was Mary hot?
I don't know.
Like, what's going? What's really going on?
I'm just saying that is what social media does to you. Okay. I see it all the time. Speaking of time, you can actually track your own time. I was surprised to find out that I spend an average of 12 hours a week on Facebook and 6 hours a week on Instagram. Those are the only two social media platforms I really use. 18 hours. That's two work days and some change. That's also 1/9 of 168 hours, which is the number in a week, number of hours in a week.
You know how I'm always like clowning on you for not really being busy? And then you tell me you spend 18 hours a week looking at Mary.
Look, these aren't times that you need me. These aren't times that we would hang out.
Okay, so these are off hours?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Off 18 hours.
18 hours.
Or every time I smoke a cigarette, I'm on social media. I'm just saying. Imagine what could be done with that time. That's like 9 Nick Cage movies I could have knocked out in 1 week for this podcast. That's time with family, calling a loved one, building a business bigger, taking a walk, pulling weeds, working out. So much fucking time.
Would you pull weeds or work out?
Because I'm trying to figure out what to do without social media. And this is a leap that I'm about to take off the side of a fucking mountain, and I'm scared about it. But I'm 100% going to go through with it.
If you go books, I got some to recommend.
Okay. I doubt I will. Probably just up the movies at this point.
You're going to be so caught up on Nick Cage movies, just waiting on us. Yeah, you're going to be like, damn, what is like, taking so long?
Guys, I'm in 2007 next week. Let's go. Oh, man. So, what are the benefits? Is it checking in on Mary? No. Benefits of social media. Said, is it checking in on Mary? No. Is it checking in on relatives that I'm unable to see or talk to on a daily basis? Sure. But what am I really seeing from them? Their real life or their highlight reel? I was thinking about this today while driving down the road. What if social media only showed the real person you are or the family you have? What if we saw things like children biting other kids at school, the breakout on your face, you yelling a little too much at your kids, the embarrassment you caused yourself at the bar last night, that controversial word that came out of your mouth while driving in your own car down the road?
So you still use those words from earlier?
I'm just making a point here.
Okay. And I'm pretty sure there are some social media posts of that embarrassing moment at the bar.
Yep. Insecurities and so on. Would anybody would be on it if that's what was really posted on there? Anyone? No. Nobody would, right? See, that's another thing that makes this drug powerful. You can create a new you. The you that you really want to be. The you that you want people to see. The you that maybe you think about yourself. The highlight reel. Your highlight reel. It's going on a first date every time you open the app.
I think are you selling it?
I'm not selling it. These the benefits?
This is, yeah.
Honestly, the way you're describing it, it almost sounds like a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah.
it does.
Like, it's we're just living in the Black Mirror episode, but the way you're describing it, it's like...
And in reality, we know we are, right? Like, we know it's just a polish. It's not reality.
I'm going to get into more, well, right?
Yeah.
Some of the other benefits, I use these platforms for all kinds of things. Pinball and arcade help, like when I'm fixing one of them, trading bottles of bourbon, Facebook Marketplace to buy random things you never knew you needed.
Which is cool.
Keeping up with my favorite sports teams, news. Well, that's up for discussion. Expressing your opinions on political and religious stances. I could break down all of these things. Especially news and opinions, but the fact that today's social media is so filled with clickbait, altered headlines, misdirections, ads, everything, it makes me feel like everything I read or click on could be real, but at the same time, it could be fake. Either way, they've got you, and they can pump ads right in your face.
Yeah. True.
I mean, the definition of clickbait. So, let me that was like the greatest pre-credits I've ever done. Right.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, yeah.
So here we go. This week, I've decided to officially break up with personal social media. I'm not breaking up with running our podcast Instagram account, Juicebox, don't worry, or checking in on my business. Those accounts are beneficial and have to be done. It's just the world we live in. My business is a part of targeted ads to sell tickets. This podcast is a part of raising awareness for three idiots who love Nick Cage and writing movies.
Like Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I think it's necessary because 60% of the world is constantly on it. That's fine. I'm okay with that. I am breaking up with this platform personally, so maybe I start interacting with people better. Maybe I start asking better questions. Maybe I start asking more personal questions instead of starting a conversation with, I saw that you ... on Facebook, you know, or Instagram. Maybe I'll force myself to remember things instead of having Facebook remind me. Maybe I'll get to pulling those weeds or filling my time exercising. Maybe I'll use this time working on a new hobby or brainstorming better ideas. Maybe I'll become more human and think more instead of mindlessly scrolling until social media tells me to stop.
I like that.
This won't be easy. It has consumed my life for 19 years.
Damn, when you put it like that.
It's everywhere.
19 times. I'm going to see how many weeks that is.
But I am going to try my best to break up with social media, to leave it all in the dust, all personal social media. I'll end this breakup the way I started it and give it the old college try. It started in college, and I'm going to end it there. So I'll end this by saying, sorry, world, you're just going to have to remember my birthday now instead of having the internet tell you when it is.
Boom.
That's
all right.
So phone drop. That's so true, man. Like, I swear to God, the people that would wish you happy birthday on Facebook, it was just like so transparent. It's like you could have if you didn't text me happy birthday, you're not my friend.
There's this dude I went to class with 18 years ago named Kelvin Roberts. I guarantee you he doesn't listen to this podcast. He wishes me a happy birthday every single year, and I knew him for 3 months.
Right. He just sees it pops up on his thing and just like automatically, I got to wish this person happy birthday.
Hits it.
Yeah.
It's so weird. So this is going to be tough for you, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, personally, I've done the breakup. Well, I broke up with Facebook and I broke up with Instagram. Well, I broke up with Facebook a long time ago. Then I broke up with Instagram. And what that drove me to was Reddit. And I spent a whole lot of time on Reddit after doing that. And it's just like another time suck. And it's another it's another black hole. It's a little more
That's social media.
Exactly. Yep. I mean, right. I will say like Reddit, well, it's all crack. I mean, Reddit is probably worse because once you really get into it, you just tailor your feed to like everything that you want to see. So it's just like you kind of go into a bubble, which can be a good thing or bad thing. Like, the stuff I was looking at was nothing political or anything like that. It was like hobby shit or like music making shit or just, you know, all these different little niche like subreddits. But man, I mean, I would look at that shit like for 3 hours a night sometimes because it's just like fall into that rabbit hole. Yeah. And then who knows where you end up.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is you don't even know who's writing those articles. No. It could be you or me. It could be a fucking Rhodes Scholar. It's just
Jack White.
Yeah. There was so much misspelling and things. And Facebook, I'm not going to lie, that's going to be, to me, the hardest thing. And I know a lot of people out there say, you know, Facebook's for old people. You know, if you're young, you're on TikTok. If you're, you know, this age, you're on this. If you're doing this, I think everybody, I feel like, is on Instagram. But Facebook is a whole different world because a lot of people left it because of the ads, because of the spam, because of all the stuff that you would have to scroll through just to see one friend every six scrolls, right? Because everything else is an ad or spam or news about Kentucky basketball or fish playing the sphere or whatever else is catered to your own shit, right?
When this is over, show me what it looks like. I don't know what it looks
like. You know what it looks like.
I have no idea.
Your wife has Facebook.
I don't look at her Facebook.
I mean, honestly, it sounds like it looks like Instagram is starting to look because my Instagram feed is like ads and just like other random shit of like that I don't follow.
That's true.
Dude.
Like I see fish at the spear and I hate fish. It's like, why is this popping up in my feed?
Because I said it. And that's a whole other thing that I didn't even get into is like, you know, being in a conversation with somebody and then all of a sudden you're getting ads for that. Yeah. But you get them on Google and anywhere else.
Yeah, which they keep people keep trying to say is not happening much. I'm just like, that is a lie.
It's fucking happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like, there's no way there's 100 million coincidences a day.
That, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But what I was saying is Facebook's going to be the hardest because I'm part of groups on Facebook that are like local Nashville groups, like the Madison Facebook group, right? And you right, find yeah. out shit like this wreck happened down the road. They've got this street blocked off. It's so connected in real time. What I'm going to miss the most, though, is a couple of local groups I'm in that like tickets will pop up, right? They have extra tickets. They can't go to a show.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm a big concert guy, like huge concert goer. And when that shit pops up and they're like, hey, I've got two for free. You know, I'm just trying to give them away to somebody nice, or I've got two for this discounted price, or I can't go tomorrow night. Yeah. And you're like, shit, I ain't got nothing else to do. I want to go see Charlie Tuna at Brooklyn Bowl or like whatever, right. you know, is going on. So, I mean, it's just the convenience. And you made a comment or you made a little quirk or whatever it was
quirk.
When I said Facebook Marketplace.
Oh.
Because, dude, I could spend all day on that just scrolling because it's not telling me what I want. And then I'll click on one thing and then it tells me 50 things that are like that I want, that people right. are just selling shit out of their house, right? But I want to get into this as far as personal social media goes, because here's a personal story that kind of kicked it over the top for me. Back in December, I made a post because I was getting really frustrated with my family. So and this happens a lot. Like, you know, people's religious beliefs come out. People's political beliefs really come out, and they're really going to come out over the next year. And that yeah. causes families to, like, divide and get pissed at each other and say, you're doing the wrong thing, and criticize one another. But I made this post in December because I was getting irritated about how many calls I got from distant family members asking what to get my children for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And I just blew up, and I don't know why I wanted to put this on the internet. And this is breaking up with it. It's also going to cause me to keep this inside and not put it out for the world to see. But I'm glad that I did, because that pushed me in this direction. I made this post saying, I'll just paraphrase here. I said, you know, if you really want to know what my kids want for Christmas, pick up the phone and fucking call them. Or have a better relationship with them. Because what I get mad about is I'm a parent and Santa Claus still has to come, right? Mm-hmm. So we only have, and our kids, you know, it's not like they're circling everything in a magazine like we were when we were kids.
Yeah.
So we only have so many options here, and we want to be the winners of the holiday, and we want Santa to be the winner of the holiday instead of you coming with all of your questions. And I don't want, you know, Aunt June from Oregon that we haven't seen in 7 years to send a super soaker that my kid really wanted for Christmas.
Right.
So I posted this and I got a bunch of likes by people my age, probably going through the same thing, right? Mm-hmm. I got some random comments on there from my family, and I didn't mind that. And I'm going to get real personal real quick. About 2 months ago, my half-sister and I had a falling out, like no more speaking. And one comment she left in a text thread that we had going on, which pretty much ended, like, we're not talking right now, don't know, whatever. I don't know why. Right. I don't even know why. But she said in that comment, you made that post on Facebook, and she thought it was about her, which is like being a little selfish. And she was like, and you haven't even asked what my daughter wants for Christmas. And I'm like, yeah, because I don't know you. Yeah. And like, you know, it's like, cool. Yeah, you're my half sister. And we've run into each other about 10 times in our entire right. life. I'm 42.
Right.
That's 10 times. Yeah. Right.
Right.
I mean, it's not like we're like buddy, buddy.
Man,
I think about yeah. both of your children more than I do most of my family.
Dude.
And that's a bad thing. Right? It's a selfish thing that I have.
Well, and it's also who you see on the majority of the time. I don't know. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah,
exactly, I don't love my extended families less, but I think about them less than I think about you yeah. guys and your guys' family, because I see you guys all the time.
Yeah.
And you're like a bigger part of my life than my extended family is.
Same.
But like she mentioned that post that I made in that like fight that we were having, and it's like a dig, and because she made it all about her, and I was like, you know what, how many fucking relatives that do I have that are probably thinking the same thing?
Yeah,
good
riddance, man. Because I mean, no offense, yeah, no offense to your family, but like that type of like, I'm the main person, or I'm the star of this world, whatever. People just make everything about themselves. Like that's a toxic personality.
But I think social media propels those type of thoughts. I think
100%.
I think social media is completely just very narcissistic, self-absorbed. So when she said that, yeah, she thought it was about her. It's like, man, people need to like get out of it. They need to get out of their own heads and like.
I don't even know.
It's like, that's wild.
On that specific incident, I tried to take the high road and just drop it right there, right?
Right.
I could have said, about 34 other people called me asking me what my kids want for Christmas. Yeah. Right? It's like,
exactly.
Like, who the fuck do you think you are? But that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's, and you're absolutely right. It's the social media, you know, aspect of it. It's the fact that I put that out there on the internet for the open world to see, and everybody can interpret it how they want.
Everybody thinks it's about them.
That's the problem about social media, I think, because, you know, there's just so many people involved at looking at what you post, and then you subconsciously or consciously, actually not sub, really consciously think about what you're going to post. And that's why I call it a highlight reel. You tweak that picture. You put filters on that picture. You delete that quote from Robert Frost that you thought up, you know, 30 minutes ago, because now you're questioning whether this is like the right thing to post with this picture. It's so fucking like, I think I want to get out of this just to see what the world is fucking like outside of my phone.
Yeah.
I'm still going to be in my phone.
Sure.
I think I'm going to replace this at first. It's like a rebound. I'm going to rebound by just hitting the, you know, Google button and scrolling up on all the stories for the day, which are also spam and sometimes misleading. It's clickbait. but that's not social media. Technically, that's news. Until it tries to lead me to a social media site, because that's another thing. When you read articles online, they want to take you to that Facebook post or that fucking video that somebody uploaded on Instagram.
True.
So I'm going to lose a lot. And I think I'm going to have to vicariously live through YouTube and other people telling me. I'm not looking forward to my wife saying, did you see this on Facebook? Because it's going to take a while. Yeah. It's like I still offer Juicebox cigarettes every once in a while because I forget that he quit smoking almost a fucking year ago.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing.
It'll be weird at first. And it was like weird at first for me, but then it was also refreshing because it was like, I think you brought it up before. It's like you saw it on Facebook, or people would say, oh, you probably saw I did this on Facebook, or you probably saw I did this on Instagram. And it's like, no, I'd rather hear you tell me about it than like see it on Instagram. And then that's the end of the conversation is, oh yeah, you saw that on Instagram. You saw me do that thing on Instagram.
Okay. Brings up another point. And we could talk about this for hours. I guarantee it. But that brings up another point, but what if I walk into the bar in a group of people and everybody knows about this thing because they posted online but me, right? Now, but this is me taking myself outside of my body by saying, like, I'm walking in now, this could be anybody, and now I'm not informed, and that person who posted that thing, who had that big news, who had that big breakthrough or whatever it was, they're expecting me to go congratulate them, and I don't because I missed it.
You'll just be
old boy. So is that more narcissism?
You'll just be old boy.
Yeah, the guy, the asshole that's not fucking social.
That's uninformed.
Yeah.
Now, yeah.
Someone else will tell you about it. Someone will fill you in.
Yeah, somehow
fill you in. I feel details. Like we have a friend out there. His name's Michael Payne, and I feel like he is the walking definition of not non-social media. Like, he's just like that guy that's just always there. You're always likable, you know, and you can always talk to him about anything.
It's true.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. I mean, it's
I'll be in other people's posts or other people's pictures or maybe stories or whatever.
Will you send one last post saying you're breaking up? So don't be.
I don't think I am. Okay, that's another thing. I'm not doing that because I've seen people get ragged and dragged through fucking comments for that, saying I'm leaving social media. Why would you announce that? Just fucking leave. right?
Okay. I mean, I didn't know if that, I didn't know.
I'm not going to go T-minus 48 hours to steal as many pictures off my profile as you want or whatever before I shut this down.
Right. Okay. Are you going to delete it? Yeah. Or are you just going to deactivate it? Or what are you going to do?
I honestly don't think you can delete Facebook because I've tried it before.
It's a process. I've like full on deleted it. And it was like a 2-week type, like you like had to send an email to something and then go through this whole trial, like
they make it that hard.
Yeah, like it was like it wouldn't be deleted for 2 weeks or something like that, and you had to wait and verify that you wanted it deleted or something. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was like a whole thing.
I think I am off Facebook. Am I buddies on Facebook with you?
I want to say that you are.
How many friends do you have on there?
I don't know. I don't even know where to find this stuff anymore. Like they have it so embedded down through there. It doesn't matter. It's just all about likes. I don't care about friends. Let's say, old boy, click on it. No, I'm getting your dad and your brother and somebody who went to Ross Beatty Junior / Senior High School.
Wow.
Yeah. Old boy. Ed.
Or a guy with 42 followers. Or another
younger
guy
boy
who lives
and
in
older boy. Interesting, because like our buddy Floyd sent me this picture, and it was I was like, wow, dude, I thought I got rid of that thing.
But, I think he was trolling you,
maybe, but he had like a picture, and I don't. We'll have to find it.
It doesn't sound like you went through the 2-week process. It sounds like you just deactivated, which you can do.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The thing is, I'm gonna have to switch some things around because I think I have some like the podcast is associated to my personal social media on Instagram.
Yeah.
My business is attached to like our Facebook or whatever. We finally got Instagram broken off. You really need that. I'm just saying, I think most people will agree with me out there when they say that they wish they could give it up. It's like smoking. It's like alcoholism. It's like, you know, any hard drugs that you're addicted to, crack.
Are people trying to give it up?
Maybe in the back of their head, they really want to give it up because they know, or maybe I am bringing awareness to you that you can get outside. I think I correlate this to the same thing as video games took my friends, go outside and enjoy something, do something that you've been meaning to do, that you're constantly kicking yourself, which is providing not insecurity, but what's the other anxiety that you haven't done that one thing and you keep staring at it. But man, it's so fucking easy to just reach in your pocket and grab your phone and just start scrolling. It makes you feel better.
Yep. Like,
it's a drug. It makes you feel like you don't need to do that because God damn it, Mary just took her kids to the trampoline park.
Yeah, dude.
Now I want to go to that trampoline park. And that thing that I'm looking at that's not been done for 2 weeks is just going to sit there, and I'm going to have fucking anxiety about it the next week.
I hope you don't replace social media with, like, online gambling. That's what I'm afraid of, is all of a sudden you get, like, a FanDuel account, and you're in massive debt.
It's like, there's no interacting with other people. I'm just that.
I'm just putting money on teams, man.
Yep.
I hope that's not it.
I hope it's not. I will give a progress report about my social media breakup.
Okay.
I will tell you what I have filled my time with, and hopefully it's something worthwhile, at least for 18 hours. Like, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that 18 hours isn't straight, and it's all in snippets. It's here and there, but yeah, it does add up
quick.
I'm afraid that like sometimes like I'll be like scrolling through Facebook before I get in the shower. I just put my phone down and I don't X out of Facebook. And it's like, boom, there's 30 minutes. At least I'm trying to tell myself in my head that that's probably the reason.
Okay.
I was riding around in my car and I was stopped at a stoplight and I looked at Instagram and I accidentally left it on for the next 6-hour ride I had to Atlanta.
It was just on.
Yeah.
that's definitely what it was.
Oh man, it's so bad. Well, that's it. I hope all of you wish me luck. If you're thinking about doing it, I can give you some pointers here in about 3 months. Tell you if it worked.
I'll tell you what's funny is like I'm on Instagram, but the only thing I really post is for the podcast. It's just those reels that come off this video. That's pretty much it.
That is true.
I mean, I'm very.
You posted about your recent overseas trip.
I did that trip, and that's about it, man. I don't post a whole lot, so I don't. I don't either.
Really, but I look at like my algorithm on there is like. It's been perfected, if I could say that.
Damn,
like,
all
right. Like, I've searched the right things that I'm interested in, and it's just like my feed is filled with like people doing turntable scratching and people like making hip hop beats on like MPC samplers and shit like that. It's like that's my whole feed.
Boom.
Gotcha. And I'm in heaven just looking at it. So, that's no offense dope. To you that since you want to break up, but man, they've tweaked that algorithm and, it's working now.
You and I are interested in very different things.
Yes, we are. Yeah, but that's why we're friends.
I'm afraid to show anybody that little search bar on my Instagram.
Oh yeah, I'd show it. I'd show anybody mine. I stay away from
probably a lot of Mary. I bet.
Yeah, that's I stay away from Mary.
It's like wrestling, NASCAR, and Mary.
What's Mary up to?
Dude, I get into some weird algorithms, like other shit sometimes. So I got into like this cruise ship algorithm to where I was just getting all these like recommended videos of like cruise ships. It's like, I've never even been on a cruise ship That's or searched anything about a cruise ship or anything, but I'm going to look at this video.
But you're watching them. That's great. I like it.
They got me.
I mean, congratulations. I hope you get some time back.
Don't congratulate me until I'm like, I get my 1 year coin.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Surviving.
I don't know, man. I think it's a good thing. I'm sure there are some positive things that social media has done. United some fucking long lost twins or something. But those groups you say, but I think that's exactly it.
Like it's like
this is one of the things that I hit my search bar as the first thing that came up. It's just an old grandmother flipping off the screen.
That's what you searched for?
Yeah.
No, it's just in my algorithm. Oh god.
No, but I was gonna say like your use of Facebook is like the prime use of it. I feel like you're getting the most out of it by utilizing those specialty groups and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like right. Reddit has a lot of that, but I feel like Facebook is probably a little bit better of a community for people that like niche interests like that.
Sure. And you get a lot of help, and it's crazy how many people are on Facebook. So it's like 4 billion people are on Facebook. So if I post I had this solenoid go out on this pinball machine, I get 15 responses within 30 minutes, and there is nothing more that I love to have immediate like responses not have to wait on an answer.
Yeah.
So I'll sit there with all my tools and shit out and know as soon as I post this, I better be ready because it's going to be a whole bunch of people who have no idea what they're doing. And then this one guy that's just like in his basement and he has the exact answer I need.
Yeah.
And
he's done it himself.
I will miss that. I will miss the local community stuff. There's a lot of things that I won't miss, though, I think. And I'll have people around me to tell me what's going on.
Exactly.
So, because that's what they want to talk about.
Well, when they tell you, will you let me know?
I will. This It'll is be just like telephone.
Text me when you find out.
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear what kind of wild stories come out of this.
Man, it's getting late, guys. So we could do one of two things. We could get out of here and move on to another episode of Bucky's Basement, or we could go in the kitchen and brew ourselves a nice tall cup of Decagray coffee.
Yep.
Go to decagray.com. They've got some of the best coffee delivered right to your doorstep. We have a promo code on there. It's very surprising. If you literally go to decagray.com, get to that checkout page, however much coffee you needed to buy, get to that checkout page, type in the code Bucky's Base. That's BUCKYBASE. I guess they couldn't fit the remaining letters in there. But do Bucky's Base, and you are going to get 28% off your order this week.
Surprise.
This week only. So make sure you do that. All right, guys. As always, go to buckysbasement.com. Check us out on Instagram at Bucky's Basement. We're on Facebook, I think. this is going to be hard for me to do. I'm breaking up with it. But as always, thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you got something out of this episode. We hope you guys stay safe, stay informed.
And tell your mama now.
Now I'm leaving Facebook, 'cause it makes me cry. 'Cause I know you're posting about some other guy. And we weren't friends on Facebook, because we didn't trust hiding from the world about the two of us. So now I'm leaving Facebook. I'm so damn tired of likes. I want you to love me. I wanna go ride bikes. I want to climb some mountains or take a drive with you. And we weren't friends on Facebook, and yet my only